This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right,
lips. All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Tim Wildman, and I have my riddles ready. The number to call is 888-58. What?
Wait a minute. I don't think you're Tim Wildman.
What do you mean? Man, I've got a page full of riddles. I'm in the chair. I've got on my Mississippi State maroon, and I love me some cowbell. What do you mean? I was getting ready to send out an email to tell everybody to go home at lunch.
Oh, okay. So, you know what? Maybe you do identify as Tim Wildman.
I'm Jim Stanley, and Ed was kind enough to let me pull that humor.
Yeah, that's a long way to go to try to get off early on a Friday.
I like it. I'm in agreement.
Hey, folks, we're just here to have some fun, and boy, do we need it after the week we've had.
Wow.
A couple of weeks and following the coronavirus lockdown. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Jim Stanley. Your professors for Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Saw a meme. On the air. Saw a meme. Do people know the Back to the Future there with the people in the DeLorean? Whoa, Marty, Back to the Future. And it had Doc and it had Marty, and they were in the DeLorean. And Doc was saying, whatever you do, don't travel back to the year 2020.
That's right. It's been a tough year. So anyway, we are here to have a little bit of fun in the midst of all that is going on. And I think it's good to laugh. JJ, what's your scripture that you always talk about in terms of laughter?
Laughter is good medicine. It's in Proverbs, and it's true. A joyful heart does good like medicine. So even the Bible talks about how important joy and laughter is.
And it actually does help. So, folks, the number to call if you want to get on the show, 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. The only rule we have is that if you have gotten on the program in the last 2 months, please wait a week before you try to get on again. We try to get as many people on as possible. Now,
how long?
2 months. We did change it. Yeah, I think since last time.
I thought you said a week. A week.
Did I say week?
You did.
Oh, All right. If you haven't got no. I said if you haven't gotten on in the last 2 months, please wait a week. Wait another week, I guess is what?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll roll with that.
Yeah. Just wait one more week before you try to call to get on. All right. So Jim, just explain to the folks how we play this game.
Well, here's what we do. We ask questions or riddles, and then we ask you to answer. And then if you have a question or riddle for us, we ask you to ask us and watch us kind of stumble through it.
Yes, that's right. It's not hard to stump these professors. So.
And if you hear the special mystery question, you will hear the beloved. And that will put you right in the place that you can win one of these beautiful Trivia Friday t-shirts. Trivia Friday. Look, my head's not in there. What's that about?
I think they only can fit three in. And
are you saying I got a big head?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, just checking.
I'm going to wait a week before I say that. So, folks, we are holding it up. If you are watching, and you can watch this show, not sure why you'd want to, but if you would like to, you could go to Facebook or YouTube, search for Today's Issues, click through, and you can watch. And we are holding the t-shirts up. But, JJ, if they don't want to watch the show, but they would like to see what the t-shirts look like,
I was
going to
say, wait a second. JJ, just for me, would you do your Vanna White impression again? Yeah. He was sitting over here minding his own business, and he was just...
I'm pointing to the shirt, giving the thumbs up. That's right. No, you're exactly right, Ed. If people don't win this, you can purchase this by going to afrstore.net. It's a great price. It helps the ministry, a good conversation starter. These have been wildly popular. We ran out and had to reorder more.
Right.
So, Learning University t-shirt, go to afastore.net, and you can get one, I think, $15.
Afastore.net, and as I mentioned before, they are bulletproof, and And that's a pretty good thing in our culture right now.
Wow.
So brick proof, and
he just laid that right out there, didn't he?
And actually, if you wear the T-shirt, for every day you wear the T-shirt, your IQ goes up 1 point.
Just one point?
We almost, well, for every day you wear it. And we almost 100% guarantee that.
Almost, like, but not quite.
Because after all, the goal is... Go ahead.
The hand sanitizer says it kills 99.9% of the germs.
Yeah.
The lawyer said, make sure you leave some kind of little caveat in there, because when you get sued, say, sorry, that was the one we were talking about.
That's
slipped
right.
Through.
If you ever watch a commercial where it's one of these wipes that kill germs,
right?
They'll have a little animated thing. They'll show the competitor's wipe, and there's a bunch of germs left. And then they'll show theirs. They always leave one or two little germs on the little animation, because it's that point one that they rely on not to get sued.
Thank you, trial lawyers.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. The number to call again is 888-589-8840. If you want to get on this here show, ask, answer, or do both. Jim, you're kind of our... Professor Emeritus here today. Why don't you start us off? We'll go around the table, and then we'll get to the phones.
What is, since I am sitting in for Tim, I did get riddles.
Okay.
You guys would be proud of me or not. What is that which goes with a carriage, comes with a carriage, is of no use to a carriage, and yet the carriage cannot go without it? Do you like that?
Wow.
Here you go.
I'm always bamboozled by these riddles.
What is that which goes with a carriage, comes with a carriage, is of no use to a carriage, and yet the carriage cannot go without it? Then another riddle for you. I eat, and I do. I live, I breathe, I live, I drink, I die. What am I?
Say that one again.
I eat, I live, I breathe. Oh, I'm sorry. I eat, I live, I breathe, I live, I drink, I die. What am I?
Hmm. All right.
And then last one. Who is it that rows quickly with four oars but never comes out under his own roof?
Hmm.
Who is it that rows quickly with four oars but never comes out under his own roof?
I have absolutely no idea on any of those. Every once in a while, Tim will have one. I'll go, I think I got that one. But I'm so bad on riddles. I just realized I don't have the gift. So
Neither do I.
Here are my three questions. First of all, what state is the Grand Canyon located in? What state is the Grand Canyon located in? And I'm going to give you a little hint. Okay, Brent Creeley, our producer, guessed New York.
I knew that was coming.
And New York is like. I'm messing with Brent.
Hint.
He was just kidding. But it's not in New York. So I'm sorry, Brent. I just couldn't help that. All right, second question.
Is it in America?
It's in America.
All right.
Second question. What six books of the Bible begin with the letter E? And can you name them?
Hmm.
What six books of the Bible begin with the letter E? And then third question, a true false. Air plants... A-I-R. Air plants get their name because they will not grow in soil and get most of their nutrients from the air. Is that true or false? Those are my three.
Here's what I've got. First question, which of the seven dwarfs wears glasses? Which of the seven dwarfs wears glasses?
Hmm.
Second question, true or false, the hula hoop is illegal in Finland. Is that true or false? The hula hoop is illegal in Finland. True or false?
I know it's illegal in my house.
Third question, Bible question. Which of the apostles doubts Jesus' resurrection until he sees it with his own eyes? Which of the apostles doubts Jesus' resurrection until he sees it with his own eyes?
All right.
Shall we go
Jim,
to the phones?
Let's go to the phones.
All right, here we go. We're going to start off with Jim in Ohio. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
All right.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Turn your radio down, and we'll come right back to you, okay? Let's talk to Jane calling from Louisiana. Jane, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jane. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the Grand Canyon.
All right. What state is the Grand Canyon located in?
Arizona.
Arizona, oh! And that happens to be the mystery question.
Wow, right out the bat.
Nice way to start us off, Jane. Hey, do you know what that cowbell means?
It means the T-shirt. I want a T-shirt.
What do you think about that?
Great.
Wonderful.
Well, that's awesome. Now, was there at any moment that you thought the Grand Canyon might have been located in New York?
No.
Hey, Jane, have you ever been there? Have you ever seen the Grand Canyon?
I have.
It was breathtaking, wasn't it? Just awesome?
Yes.
Well, Jane, let me just let you know, don't hang up when we're done with you on the radio, because we will put you on hold and get your information so we can send you a brand new Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. Jane, it's never been worn, okay? It's absolutely clean, and you'll get one in the mail.
Hermetically sealed.
Yes, hermetically sealed. And when people put it in the package for you, they'll be wearing masks and gloves, so you won't have to worry about a thing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a riddle for y'all.
Oh, we're ready, Jane.
What's a seven-letter word containing 1,000 letters?
Seven-letter word containing 1,000 letters.
Okay, it's going to be something like post office or library. Or book. Count the letters.
Infinity.
Infinity.
Infinity
is a seven-letter word.
Yeah, but 1,000 infinities.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so it's not that.
All right, let me see.
I was so proud of myself.
How about library? That works. It's seven letters.
Yeah, let's go with library.
How about, all right.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go with library, Jane.
It's mailbox.
Mailbox.
Nicely done.
Right.
We sure made that harder than it was.
Yeah, we don't get a T-shirt from Louisiana.
No.
Hey, Jane, thanks for a great way to start the show off. Thanks for playing along, and you won that T-shirt. Stay on the line. We'll get your address and your mailing information.
All right, let's go back to Jim calling. And Jim's calling us from Ohio. You heard him ringing in right then. Jim, welcome back.
How you doing?
Good. How about you, sir?
I'm good.
All right. Happy to hear that, Jim. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The apostle one?
Yes, sir. Here's the Bible question. Which of the apostles doubts Jesus' resurrection until he sees it with his own eyes?
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yes. Thomas. Good job.
Doubting Thomas, found there in John 20, verses 24 through 29. I saw a little skit a while back, and it had the different disciples sitting around with Jesus, and something came up about something, you know, and Thomas said, "I doubt it." And then another one was saying stuff, and it was just so funny how clever they were. They were talking about the chance of rain, it was going to rain or whatever. I doubt it. And, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that was subtle. That
after
just
3 years,
laugh.
That probably would have gotten pretty old, right, if you're in the disciples? Oh, let me guess,
wow.
Thomas, you doubt it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Hey, way to go, Jim. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, a Bible question.
Go right ahead.
Who built the ark, the chest, not the boat, and what was it made of?
Talking about the ark with the
ark
angels
of the covenant.
And overlaid with gold. Mm. Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Man, guys, I'm not sure I know this one. Do you?
I know it has something to do with that Raiders of the Lost Ark guy. What was his name?
Indiana Jones.
I think it has something to do with Indiana Jones and some of his.
Have mercy.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about, you know, I read that every year when trying to read the Bible through. And, you know, it tells who's in charge of it and how to overlay it and all the dimensions.
I
and
know
everything,
one thing.
What to put in it.
You didn't touch it after it was built.
You weren't supposed
to. When it was
to.
On the cart and you were going along, even though the cart stumbled and it caused it to rock,
right.
you only reached out and touched it once.
That's right.
That's like somebody said about parachuting. They said, well, like everybody knows, you can't skydive without a parachute. The teenager said, yes, you can. But only once.
That's true. You'll dive. All right, Jim.
We don't know.
I think you got us. Jim, what's the answer?
Okay. Bezalel was the guy's name that built it, and it was built out of acacia wood.
Acacia wood. Okay. And that person that he mentioned, they also talked about what a master craftsman, and they assigned him a helper, and his name was mentioned as well.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because right, I thought if right. you had you a cabinet shop, it would be nice to take those names and let that be the name of your cabinet shop, and then you can explain that to people that God said these guys are very, very gifted for doing craftsmanship.
Hmm. Does that become like part of your advertising going forward? You know,
if it's whatever. Good enough for the Ark of the Covenant, it'll be our cabinets will look nice in your kitchen.
Makers of the famous Ark of the Covenant.
Touching. That's right. True. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for listening there in Ohio. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, we're going to stay in Louisiana. Well, no, we're not. They dropped away.
All right.
Let's try Amos calling from Ohio. Amos, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome, and God bless.
Well, thank you, sir. Amos, you want to ask, answer,
like
or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
Thank you for having a Disney question. I'd like to answer the question, which one of the seven dwarves wore spectacles?
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Which of the seven dwarves wears glasses?
Doc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, now I'm going to tell you a short joke story that's, I'll warn you, is completely politically incorrect.
Okay.
I'd heard a story of a guy who was extremely short, and he was in his vehicle. They were at an intersection, and a big old burly guy ran into him. He rear-ended him.
Mm.
And the man that was real short jumped out and was livid. I mean livid. And he stormed towards the pickup truck, and he told the guy, he said, "I'm not happy." And the redneck in the truck said, "Well, then which one are you?"
Oh, man.
Send those cards and letters to J.J. Jasper.
Complaints?
That's pretty funny.
AFR.
I like it.
AFR.net.
I like it.
Hey, what's your question for us, Amos?
Tomorrow is the anniversary of Operation Overlord, what we normally call the D-Day landings. Something else happened in World War II on the 4th of June, 1944, that D-Day completely overshadowed. And the general in charge was ticked because he wanted the publicity. What happened June 4th, 1944?
Okay, now, and what he's talking about, the D-Day, you had the three different places that they landed. Normandy gets
five.
Normandy gets most of the attention, but you had the five different places that they landed. But then,
hey, we're Americans. We concentrate on our own.
Yes, sir. Well, now, Ed.
The Brits and the Canadians look to their own laurels.
There you go. Ed is our.
Oh, yeah, sure. History. Throw it to
he's
me.
He's our military history aficionado.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's right. Ed, you're our best
chance. I think I'm just going to play the part of the student here. I do not know.
Amos, learn us something.
Yeah.
Give us the history and background. What's the answer?
June 4th, 1944. Allied troops, every dang buddy, from American to Polish to Indian, British, all parts of the British Empire, took Rome away from Mussolini.
Really?
Okay, wow. On June
4th.
That
was a big day.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for bringing that up. And it sounds like you love history like so many of our listeners. God bless you, Amos. Have a wonderful weekend.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it took Rome.
From Ohio to Texas, just like that. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
We're well.
I'm doing great. Good. Thank you for asking, Eric. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Good. Well, my doubting Thomas question was already answered, but I've got a riddle for you that I heard the other day that I thought was pretty funny.
We're ready. Go.
All right. Okay, here it is. Who is the roundest knight at King Arthur's table?
I'll take this one, guys. It was Sir Circumference.
Circumference.
Oh
wow. I like it. Circumference.
Yeah.
I was simply going to go with Sir Jim.
So, yes. Sir Jim's a lot.
One of those little known knights, you know about Lancelot, some of the others, but a lot of people don't know about Circumference.
Well, let me just tell a little story here. Now, we have a real kind of a healthy emphasis here at work, and I think once every, 6 months maybe, we have folks come from our insurer, mm-hmm. Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they will do some tests on us and take measurements and all that. And the first time they ever did it, when they measured my waist, they would tell you what your blood pressure is, what your weight is, your height, and then they measured my waist and they said, "Oh, make sure you write down your circumference is," and they gave me a number. I don't remember what it was, and I said, "Circumference? That's make me sound like a planet."
Hey, at least they didn't have to chalk and mark you, buddy. You hear what I'm saying?
Hey, you talking about that makes me remember. Once I was just kind of hurting, you know, and I couldn't quite put into words where it was, you know, just out working in the garden, whatever. And I was complaining a little bit. Melanie said, "Well, where exactly are you hurting?" I said, "Well, I'm just hurting in my loins." She said, "Goodness, this sounds like I'm married to an Old Testament character."
Oh my God!
Who says loins? I said, "Well, that shows you I'm reading my Bible."
All right, Eric. Hey, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend, brother. Appreciate it.
That was a good history lesson.
Yeah. Well, the circumference joke. I don't know anybody who tells jokes that you haven't heard before.
Well, I a few slipped through the cracks.
Are told before.
Are told before.
Katie from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Welcome.
First-time caller.
Oh, wow. Wonderful,
good,
Katie.
Good for you. Thank you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Katie?
Both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
The six books that start with an E in the Bible.
All right. What six books of the Bible begin with the letter E, Katie?
Okay. It's Exodus, Ezra, Esther, Ecclesiastics, Ezekiel, and Ephesians.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Excellent job.
Wonderful.
Now,
nicely
Katie,
done.
Did you have to look that up? Did you have to Google it, or did you have to look in your Bible, or did you just have to kind of go through the books of the Bible and write them down?
No, I have my Bible here in the car, so I just looked it up.
Good
okay,
girl.
Okay, you weren't driving. You weren't driving when you were doing that, were you?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what the table of contents is for.
Yeah. Hey, Katie, let me ask you this. How long have you been trying to get through to get on Trivia Friday?
Oh, my gosh, for months.
Well, listen, wow. Tim's not here, and occasionally he gets generous. You said you were a first-time caller, and I'm going to go ahead and use a little professor privilege here. How would you like to, if we sent you a Learning University t-shirt, would you wear it there in Texas?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to send you a Learning University. Is that all right, guys?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's Friday, and you're a first-time caller, and we're going to do that. And you probably have a question for us, but don't hang up.
That's
stay
right.
on the line so they can get your address and shirt size, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, my question is, can you name five country western famous singers from Texas?
Katie, okay. We're going to put you on a brief hold, Mr. Battagliano.
And that'll get us a chance to think of the Willie Nelsons.
That's right, yeah.
And get them all, you know, knocked out there.
All right, so Katie, hang on. We're going to take a short break, and this is true for all of our listeners. Take a short break. You are listening to American Family Radio. It is the Today's Issues Friday edition. We call it Trivia Friday. The number to call to get on the show is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. When we come back, we'll go right back to Katie, and then we will reset our questions and hit the phones again. Please join us.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. Drew Brees, the popular New Orleans Saints quarterback, learned a very important truth about the left. They believe patriotism is racist. Brees caused a national uproar after he told a reporter he would never agree with anyone who disrespects the American flag. Brees had been asked to weigh in on the controversy surrounding NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem. He said respecting the national anthem is not just about showing respect to the military, but it's also about honoring those who sacrificed for this country. He mentioned his two grandfathers who fought during World War II, risking their lives to protect our freedoms. It's true there was a time in this nation when most Americans shared Brees' values, but not anymore. Teammate Malcolm Jenkins used a vulgar word to tell Brees to shut up, and others piled on the hate and vitriol so over the top. Brees later apologized. And for what? Loving America? I'm Todd Starnes.
All right, we are back. Jim and I just having a little conversation here. Thank you for tuning in to Trivia Friday. Ed Battagliano, J.J. Jasper, Jim Stanley, your professors, hosting you for the day here at class. We tried to make you, through one question at a time, make you smarter, betterer, and more awesomer.
Intelligenter.
Intelligence, yeah, I can't even say that.
I couldn't either. I just rolled through it.
Just to throw an ER at the end
of it. Right.
Hey, Katie was patient to stick around. Hey, Katie, now your question for us, you said what famous country singers, name five country singers from Texas. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm thinking Willie Nelson. That's one.
Yeah, Willie Nelson, George Strait. There was a group called Lone Star. If you remember them, that was from Texas. Roy Orbison. And
is he considered
country? Who's the lead singer from Kiss? Where was
I don't believe Kiss is ever going to be confused with country.
Yeah. A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Just thrown it in there.
Yeah. Well, you can clearly tell we don't know for sure, but we've ventured a few guesses.
How about Antebellum?
What's the answer,
Lady
Katie?
Antebellum?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Help us out, Katie.
Well, George Strait definitely is one, and Gene Autry.
Oh,
that's right.
That's some serious country there. Legend.
Yeah. And Miranda Lambert, I believe. And I don't know if, Waylon Jennings.
Waylon was from Kentucky. Some of the Outlaws there.
Texas.
I mean, Texas.
No,
what did I
no,
say?
But he was born in Texas.
Born in Texas.
Right. And so I don't know if Willie Nelson was.
Well, I guess he's lived there so long.
Yeah,
and
people
and
think
you
that. I was
see
just
the pictures
guessing.
Of Farm Aid and different things that he's done from his ranch uh-huh. there.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking at the Outlaws.
We were guessing if Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, or maybe.
I don't know.
Johnny Cash.
Now, did she say Waylon Jennings?
Yes.
Okay. What about Johnny Paycheck?
Oh, I don't know about Johnny Paycheck.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Katie. Make sure and stay on the line now so they can get your mailing information and shirt size. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. Congratulations on winning that Learning University T-shirt.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and reset our questions. I've had two answered. JJ, you've had two answered. We got to get more up on the board.
Well, aren't y'all just special?
Well,
I've had none answered.
I am special Ed.
So. Now, please remember, folks, Ed said that about himself.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Who is it that rose, since we started with me, I presume we'll start
yes.
with me again?
Go ahead.
Just checking. Who is it that rose quickly with four oars but never comes out under his own roof? Who is it that rows quickly with four oars but never comes out under his roof?
Sounds like something from Revelation.
That's right.
I saw four oars.
A couple of horns. Something about some bronze feet. And I can say, yep, that's from Revelation.
That's right. I breathe, I live. I drink, I die. What am I? Did you get that?
Somebody that's been sheltering at home.
That's right. And then what is it that which goes with a carriage, comes with a carriage, is of no use to a carriage, and yet the carriage cannot go without it?
Who would have thought we'd have an Uber question?
That's what I'm saying. You know, hey, man.
All right. Here's my one question remaining for my original set. I will
Braggart.
Add to.
What's it? Braggart?
No, I like my questions not getting answered because then all the other ones I already have ready
save.
For next
That's
week.
That's right.
All right, here's my first question. Air plants, that's A-I-R, air plants get their name because they will not grow in soil and get most of their nutrients from the air. Is that true or false? Second question, which state is called the Constitution State? That's their motto or their nickname. And third question, I haven't done one of these in a while. The word emoticon is a blend of what two words? I use them all the time on my phone. Emoticon.
Is this going back to the dwarfs?
No.
Is
no.
This a dwarf question?
No.
Which emoticon wore glasses?
Emoticon is a blend of what two words?
Now, Ed, sir,
emoticons
I love you.
Were the bad guys on Transformers, weren't they? No, sorry.
That's what I was going to say. Who gave you that word?
Who gave me that word?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is that something you knew on your own, or did you look it up?
Emoticon, I just said I use them all the time on my phone. Well, I have an emoticon on my phone that looks like me.
All right, Mr. Jasper, I'm sorry.
Listen,
I'm
hip.
He's getting defensive. I am hip.
First question, true or false, the hula hoop is illegal in Finland. Is that true or false? The hula hoop is illegal in Finland. True or false? Second question, I'll add this one. The Hillrich and Bradsbury Company are famous for their legendary product. What do they make? The Hillrich and Bradsbury Company, they make something that's truly legendary. They're hugely famous, but you just might not know. You know, the name is not exactly a household name. The Hillrich and Bradsbury Company are famous for their legendary product. What do they make? And here's my other question. Who is the author of the book Spark Joy? And actually, I think it caused like a little TV, a little stint from that. Huh. The book Spark Joy. Who
Spark
is the author?
Joy. All right. Let's go back to the phones.
We're going to talk to Lee calling from Texas. Lee, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Greetings, professors. How are you today?
Wow, I like it when people say call us professors.
Just, yeah, Lee, we're doing well.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Lee?
Well, I was going to do the E question, but you got answers. So I'm going to try the emoticon question.
All right. Thank you. Thank
look,
you.
See, look at that.
All right. Here's the question again, Lee. Emoticon is a blend of what two words?
I'm going to guess emotion and icon.
That is absolutely
wow.
Right.
Nicely done.
That's why
nicely
all those emoticons
done.
Have smiles, tears. You know,
I have a tear.
Talking about the emojis? Are you talking about the emojis?
Well, emoji is a particular company.
Oh,
I think a brand, right?
And
but emoticon is what those
is what
they actually are.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Great.
Good work on that, Lee.
Hey, Lee, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, Ed, you and I are birthday buddies.
Oh, August 26th.
August the 26th. I was born in 52, so I think I'm a little bit older than you.
You are. So. You're a lot older. 6 years. 6 years older. And the older I get, the more important every one of those years becomes.
Right.
All right, Lee, what's your question?
So here's my question, Ed. What American president was born on August the 27th?
Ooh.
The day after y'all's birthday.
Yeah. I'm not usually
right.
paying attention. You know, once we go past my birthday, I stop looking at the newspaper where it says
right
on this day.
Right up until the 25th, right?
Yeah.
Of December.
August 27th. Man, I don't know. I wish I was kind of hoping you'd say. Teddy Roosevelt?
Look,
I'm going to say Ronald. I'm going to say Ronald Reagan just because I wish.
I'm going to be safe. And guess a car name.
Hold on. He gave us a hint.
Did you give us a hint?
Lee? Must be LBJ then.
What'd he say?
He is known by his initials.
Known by his, so yeah.
So wait, FDR or LBJ?
Oh, that's true.
Or
JFK.
JFK.
Wow.
So
haven't really narrowed it.
Or LMNOPQ. President.
Man, I didn't realize we were going to have soup during Trivia Friday.
Right.
You know, alphabet soup.
Yeah. Okay, so that's right. There are three.
Well, let's each one take one. That way, at least we'll be a third.
Let's
right?
do okay. that. Yeah.
All right,
which one you say?
I said first LBJ, so I'll stick with
who
that.
You want, Jay?
I'll go FDR.
I'll take Mr. Kennedy, JFK.
All right, Lee.
LBJ is correct.
He was born on August 27th.
Now we know.
Yeah, August the 22nd.
I'm kind of glad he wasn't born on August 26th. I don't want to share a birthday with him.
Exactly.
Obviously, no bitterness there.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, Lee, have a great weekend. Moving along to Virginia, and we are going to chat with Bill. Bill, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. My first time, too.
Oh,
wow.
Okay, Bill.
Well, it's too bad that we already gave away the extra T-shirt. Bill, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. I know you're disappointed.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just let the air out of his tires.
Bill is really disappointed.
Yeah.
Bill, I'm excited that you're a first-time caller and that you chose to call Trivia Friday.
That's right. Bill, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Everyone that I knew, I've marked off now.
Really?
So I guess I'll go with the air plants.
Okay, because it's a true-false.
That's right.
So
you got a
50-50
chance.
Here's the question, Bill. Air plants get their name because they will not grow in soil and get most of their nutrients from the air. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is true.
Wow. 100%
true. Nicely done, Bill.
And I got to tell you, Bill, I had no idea these things existed until I was getting a glass of water at my home at our kitchen sink, and I saw these little plants, and they weren't in any soil. And I asked my wife, I said, are these real? She said, yeah. I said, what are they? She said, air plants. And I said, give me a break. I didn't believe her. And, of course, I was wrong. That's what happens when I disagree with my wife.
I was going to say, you should never doubt your wife.
No, I know. So, then that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool little thing. So,
hey, Bill, what's your question for us?
Who was David's daddy's daddy?
David's,
in the Bible.
Wow,
yeah.
David's grandfather.
Wait, now, this has been very interesting to me, so I think I know who it was. Okay, the Ruth story, who was the kinsman redeemer?
Yeah.
Who was
that? Was it Boaz?
Boaz. Boaz was his daddy's daddy.
His grandfather?
Right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure about that.
All right.
It's Boaz, Jesse, and David.
Mm-hmm. JJ knows his Bible. We're going with Boaz.
Wrong.
Wow.
It was kind of an educated guess. Okay, who was it?
That was great-grandfather. What was Boaz's son's name?
Boaz Jr.
Yeah, yeah. It was initials. It was FDR, BDR, BVD.
BJ.
Okay, give us the limit. What's the Jesse. Answer and give us the lineage
oh,
there?
Man.
Oh, Obed.
All right.
Obed?
It's Boaz, and his son was Obed, and his son was
Okay, well, so you got it.
Well, I mean, no, after a lot of help there. It was Boaz, Obed, Jesse, and David.
All right.
Yeah.
He got the rebound. Excellent question. Excellent question.
Thanks, Bill.
Good
Thanks
Bible,
for reading your Bible.
Bible trivia.
That's right. And good Bible trivia.
Amen.
All right. Hey, Rick, calling from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday. I have to ask you, sir, are you battening down the hatches for the possible tropical storm?
No, sir. We live right under, or where I am, we live right under the Arkansas line.
Ah, okay.
And so we usually don't have the bad weather that comes from the hurricane. So, no, sir, I'm as far north as you can be and still be in Louisiana.
All right. Well, look, since Jim's asking personal questions and you're in the south, I'm going to ask you a real random question. Rick, have you ever eaten fried green tomatoes?
I have.
The reason why I ask, we've got a garden this year. We have every year, but we didn't last year. And my son-in-law, the conversation started, my son-in-law from Washington State has never had fried green tomatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
So yesterday afternoon, we went and got them out of the garden, and my wife, you know, made them along with what we had for supper last night. And I warned him. I said, now, look, this may be an acquired taste. So my son-in-law had fried green tomatoes for the very first time. I said, it's a southern thing.
That?
And he actually enjoyed them. Well, then I had that conversation with John Riley this morning. He grew up in Minnesota. And between songs, he said, I've never had fried green tomatoes. I said,
wow.
What? I said, you never
have?
Well,
he's lived down here.
He has lived in the South for 30 years, but he never has. So I was just taking a chance thinking, I'll bet Rick, living in Louisiana, he's eating fried
green tomatoes. No, of course, I grew up in the Boston area, and I'd never had one until I married a Mississippi girl.
Probably hadn't heard of it. Huh?
No, I had not heard of
it. Yeah, so my son-in-law had not heard of it. He's
well,
like,
you understand,
what,
that's
what?
The greeting to the South. We fry everything.
We've
got fried pickles.
Green tomatoes. Yeah.
Oh, fried pickles, man, don't get me started.
Well, now we're too close to lunch. I'm getting everybody hungry, Rick. But hey, but I thought that
Can
was kind of...
Can I tell you one thing?
Yes, sir.
I have a friend who was with the Sheriff's Patrol in Sarasota, Florida, and he came to see Miss Sherry and me here in Louisiana. And he had never seen okra before. And he saw my big stand of okra in the garden. Honest to goodness, he thought I was growing weed. And I had to tell him it was okra. And he said, well, I've heard of okra. So he had fried okra while he was here.
Wow.
He never had any kind of
and
okra
And he
before.
Never had it.
Right. Okay, Rick, just go ahead and send that address to us. And,
yeah.
You know, we'll
come
over.
Visit
right.
you, Rick.
Hey, since we're so far down this rabbit trail, I was doing a banquet, a Christmas banquet at a bank in Minnesota, and they had the thing that was eaten. They started talking about food, and I said, well, just like when you have catfish and slaw and hush puppies. And then I said something else, and somebody stopped and said, what was that you said? I said, catfish, slaw, and hush puppies. The guy said, I've never heard of it. The guy beside me said, I've never heard of it, but I didn't want to sound stupid. The guy across from me said, I've never heard of any of that. You actually eat catfish? And what was those other things you mentioned? Yeah. I said slaw and hush puppy. They never heard of it. So you get in different regions and you don't know
different
foods.
I had never had fried catfish or hush puppies. Of course, I'd had coleslaw up north.
Right.
But I'd never had fried catfish or hush puppies until I came down south and met my wife's family.
Can you imagine that, Rick? Somebody that never had catfish, slaw, or hush puppies, but that, you know, you get to a different part of the country and there's a different menu. All right, sorry we took you so far off the trail there.
Yeah.
Has he answered our question yet?
I don't remember.
Or ask one?
No.
Rick, do you have what question you want to answer?
The only safe one is the hula hoop question.
All right, here's the question. It's a true or false question. The hula hoop is illegal in Finland. Is that true or false?
It sounds so whacked. I just can't imagine you outlawing a hula hoop, so I'm going to say false.
Rick, it is 100% true.
Oh, my goodness.
What? The hula hoop is illegal in Finland.
Huh. Here's the deal.
There has to be a reason for that.
I'm not real sure what it is, but I imagine it had something to do with somebody being liquored up.
It's just like that fella that took that cough medicine and chased it with something in a brown bottle, and he got on that dozer. Now you can't even buy any kind of medicine where it don't say, don't take this and operate heavy machinery. I'm guessing somebody was liquored up using a hula hoop, and it caused it to be outlawed in Finland.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay. That's plausible.
Yeah, it's illegal to have a hula hoop in Finland.
That's nutty.
Okay. All right, Rick, what's your question for us, bud?
The man who made the Fender guitar was named Leo Fender. There was a point in his life where he had such a protracted illness. He fell ill for so long, he finally decided, I can't run this company anymore, so he sold it. Now, for those of us who know guitars, it's an easy answer, but it's so obscure if you're not into that, that I've made it multiple choice. He sold that company to a television station. Was it ABC, CBS, or NBC? But it was one of those three.
So it wasn't PBS. You know, another television network.
I've heard that story, but I don't remember the answer.
All I know is I had a good friend in high school. His first name was Oscar, but he went by his initial O, and his last name was Fender. And we just called him O Fender. He wound up in prison. Spent a lot of time.
That was a reach.
Yeah. You brought it home.
Fender. You went a long way to deliver that. Hey, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that was worth the work.
Rick, we don't know the answer. What's the answer?
Yeah, it was CBS. Now, CBS has finally sold it. It's employee-owned now, but for decades it was owned by that television station, CBS, but the employees own it now.
Rick, wouldn't it be nice to find some of those 1950, 1960 models? What are they called? Stratocasters? Wouldn't that be nice?
One came into my shop, and the man alleged that it was from the late 50s, worth $35,000, but it was severely damaged, and so I thought, yeah, you and everybody else. So I got checking, and sure enough, if he had not left it in that storage building that flooded. It was worth about $35,000, but I put it back together. But by the time I was through, it might be worth $1,000 or $2,000. But yeah, it was one from the late 50s, and they're worth an obscene amount of money.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Hey, Rick, thank you for listening to AFR.
Y'all. Have a good
and you have a wonderful weekend.
Rick is a really interesting guy. And so we have to swing by his house. Sounds like his wife can cook and Rick can tell stories. That'd be an interesting afternoon.
Well, he can sit out on the porch and play the guitar while we're out there eating okra.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Amy from Tennessee, it's your turn. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Amy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Well, most of them have been answered, so I'm going to take a guess at the Constitution State.
All right. Well, Amy, which state is called the Constitution State?
Okay, I'm going to guess one up in New England, see if maybe I get it. Maybe Connecticut?
It is Connecticut.
Wow.
Very good.
Nicely done.
I'm running out of questions.
Y'all have made me so much smarter.
I've got some extra riddles.
Good. Hey, Amy, we're talking different states, and I see you're a Tennessee girl, so I'm guessing you've had fried green tomatoes, huh?
That is actually the only way I will eat a tomato.
Good girl.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Fried green tomatoes.
When
the only
I am,
way she'll eat
I
tomatoes.
I am partial, Amy, to putting tomatoes in spaghetti sauce, but I do love fried green tomatoes.
Well, a sauce is fine. Ketchup is fine. I can't eat a raw tomato. Oh,
I've got a couple of daughters like that. I can eat my weight in tomatoes. I'll have BLTs. I'll take tomatoes just by themselves, put it on
good
white bread,
sandwich.
Lather it with some mayonnaise. Tomato sandwich with a lot of salt.
We keep saying we're not going to keep talking
you
about
sound
food,
like my
but
mom.
we keep doing it.
Well, what it is the person fasting right now listening to the show, they're like, man, the devil does this every time. Hey, Amy, what's your question for us?
Well, back when I was younger, I collected Archie comics. I don't know if y'all remember the Archie comics.
Sure. We do.
Jughead, Reggie. I wondered if y'all knew the name of the town that they were from.
Let's see. You got Betty, Veronica, Riverdale High School,
right.
So maybe it was Riverdale.
How about
that? Correct.
Way to go, JJ. Riverdale. That's right. I did not remember the high school, but that catches it right there.
And I got those comics as well back in the day. Amy, thank you so much for listening to American Family Radio. Have a blessed weekend.
Now, I know we don't often talk about any political or anything serious, but we do want folks to be careful about there's a series called Riverdale, and it's not really good for the family.
Oh,
so
okay.
While the old Jughead and Archie comics, those were pretty great, but here over the last few years, they've kind of taken...
It's based on the comics?
Oh, my goodness. Everything they do, they'll take any kind of old classic, and then they put all the cussing and the obscenities and nudity and everything and whatever they try to remake.
Well, I didn't mean to take us down that road, but I know that folks looking for Riverdale may have come across that, and we didn't want them to be badly surprised.
Thanks for
that.
Is good.
All right,
thank you for the clarification.
Let's reset our questions and start with you, Jim.
Oh, for those of us that have had them for nearly an hour?
Yes, I've had five questions answered. How many of you had answered there, Jim?
Who is it that rows quickly with four oars but never comes out under his own roof? None is the answer that you were looking for. I eat, I live, I breathe, I live, I drink, I die. What am I? And then what is that which goes with a carriage, comes with a carriage, is of no use to a carriage, and yet the carriage cannot go without it?
Okay.
That's it.
All right, here are mine. Again, I'm going to have to add some in because I've had so many answered. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mr. Humble right there. Did you catch that, Jay?
All right, here are my questions. What elected president was the only one in American history to be denied his party's nomination on his reelection bid? So, and I'm throwing some hard ones in. There was a president who was elected. He's the only one in American history to be denied his party's nomination on his reelection bid. Second question, I'm going to have to add this one. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, what word is used for V? All right, for example, A is Alpha, B is Bravo. What word is used for V? And a third question, in the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. By what other name was he called? In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. By what other name was he called?
Good questions.
Here's what I've got. The Hillrich and Bradsbury Company are famous for their legendary product. I want you to picture a circle with the words Hillrich and Bradsbury Company inside that circle. That's the brand. The Hillrich and Bradsbury Company are famous for their legendary product. What do they make? And then the next question, who is the author of the book Spark Joy? I think there was a little TV clip from that, a person who talked about minimizing, you know, if this doesn't bring you joy, throw it out. So it was pretty huge about a year ago. Who is the author of the book Spark Joy?
Well, guys, I don't think we have enough time to get a caller in before the top of the hour, so may I take a liberty, sir?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Mr. Jasper. You can find out about your travel arrangements. Well, you know where you're going. Well, maybe not. Anyway, those travel arrangements can be found at jjjasper.com. Now, I know with COVID, a lot of stuff got canceled. And so I know you're looking forward to the fall. So
yes.
If folks want to book you up for the fall and maybe even first part of next year, how can they do that?
Thank you for that. I'm scheduled to go to Missouri at the end of this month. I hope it's still on. It's a pregnancy center banquet, and just praying that they have that, even if they space folks apart. But that's in Missouri, and as you mentioned, they postpone North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, places where I was scheduled to be. But jjjasper.com, jjjasper.com. Love to come to your area, and you can see the schedule as well. Thank you for that plug.
Good. All right, folks, we are going to take a five-minute break for news. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday. The number to call if you want to get on the show, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Five-minute break for news. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.